You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. How confident do you feel? Well, if you're in your late 20s or early 30s, there's a good chance you feel great about your appearance and your relationships. If you're in your mid-30s, you're probably more confident than ever about your work. That's according to new research from Specsavers. But what happens to our priorities as we get older? Well, to discuss this and the research from Specsavers is Grace Johnson and a Strictly superstar who grew up in a girl band and spent her 20s in the media spotlight, Louise Redknapp. Louise, Grace, how are you both doing today?
Hey, good, thank you.
Yeah, good, thanks.
Now, Louise, as we said, you spent your formative years in girl band Eternal. You had a successful solo musical career and you're no stranger to the small screen either. In your 20s, you even spent every year from 1996 featuring in FHM's 100 Sexiest list, coming in at number one in 2004 and being named Sexiest Woman of the Decade. Pretty good for your 20s. But how did your priorities change as you started to get older?
Do you know what? I think priority-wise, I mean, obviously life just pans out, doesn't it? You have a family and they absolutely become your priority. But going back to the confidence thing, even though winning kind of those awards in my 20s, I think that didn't actually make me more confident as a woman at all. Even in my 20s, I still had good and bad days like anybody else. I think that was just a job and I obviously never took it seriously. I completely knew I wasn't the sexiest woman in the decade, but I think that it's your priorities just sort of change. You can, in your 20s, you have a huge amount of time to work on you and your career and everything you want to achieve, and you go on and you have a family, and I think your priorities become them. And I don't think it alters your confidence. I just think it alters the time you have to spend on yourself.
Absolutely. Now, Grace, what does the Specsavers research tell us about the confidence of the UK as a whole?
Well, so according to the research, 38% of people wish they had a better sense of style, and 66% of people stick to the same styles of clothes and accessories. So, you know, when it comes to glasses, I don't think people really like to branch out. I think that they go with what they know best and they go with what they know suits them. So what Specsavers has done, we've launched a frame styler in store. So it scans your face and then it picks out frames from the store which would best suit your face, to do with colour, style, size. So I guess it's quite surprising how many people lack confidence when choosing new things.
Yes, absolutely. And as many of our listeners know, the necessity of wearing glasses can affect confidence. And of course, our eyesight does get worse as we get older. What are Specsavers doing to ensure wearing glasses doesn't carry the same stigma it used to?
Well, they've launched the frame styler, which kind of is where I came on board, because I sort of work on a fashion blog and work in sort of style and fashion to a certain extent. And this was about giving people, men and women of all different ages, the chance to go into store and use the frame styler. So they get a picture of themselves, and the frame styler will then, you can shop sort of virtually and put different glasses on your face and actually have a look at yourself and what suits you. And then it guides you in the direction of, you know, the top pick of shape and size and colour that suits your face. So it's really clever. So it just gives you a bit of a helping hand rather than going in and going, I have no idea where to begin. And you just start at the bottom of the shop and you finish at the top of the shop. And by that time, you've tried 35 pairs on and you're none the wiser.
It also takes you to somewhere that a frame that you wouldn't normally choose.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Once you see it on your face, you think, gosh, I would never have chosen that. But then when you see yourself in it, you think, yeah, maybe I can go with that style or that colour.
And I think it opens it up to, you know, don't be scared to feel fashionable. I mean, glasses are absolutely a necessity for some people all day and for some people just to read, you know, some people just to drive. But I think don't be scared to enjoy the fashion element of glasses.
It sounds like a great new thing that Specsavers is bringing in. Louise, when you were first told that you would have to have glasses, how did you feel and how was your first eye test?
I kind of did that thing where I was in the restaurant with my kids and I'm pulling the menu back and forth and they're going to me, Mum, I think you need to get your eyes tested. I was like, I'm absolutely fine. What are you talking about? I just can't read this little bottom bit here. That's all I can read over there. And then you sort of, the eye test is always a little bit uncomfortable because you kind of feel like you're going to get it wrong, whatever happens. But actually, And I'm not just saying this. It was quite a nice experience. I went in and I actually ended up really liking some of the glasses that I chose. I sort of went for pairs that I only need them for reading, but I feel quite confident and quite nice in them. I sort of chose a couple of pairs that I feel that go with my daily style uniform. And I feel nice in them. I actually was pleasantly surprised with the choice I had.
It sounds fantastic. And being on the cusp of 40 myself, a glasses wearer as well, what advice would you have for me about keeping feeling confident and feeling great about my appearance and my priorities going forward?
Do you know, through the blog, it's a great way for people to get in contact with you and ask you questions. And we always sort of stick with the pretty much same standard answer that me and my partner on the blog always live by, and that is, don't change up your style to suit other people or what is the in thing. Be confident enough in yourself to wear what suits you and what you feel good in, and just introduce snippets of kind of fashion or the in thing, but in a really small way, but stick to what works for you. That's how I think people always look their best.
Fantastic advice. And Grace, how are people in Specsavers taking to this new innovation? Are people feeling good about the fact that they are sending customers away feeling better about themselves?
Yeah, we've had a really, really good response from it. I think customers are now realising that buying a new frame is not a daunting thing. It's not scary, and also can be quite fun. And obviously Specsavers would never let a customer go away unless they were happy with what they'd chosen. So it's a really, really good thing.
Excellent. Now, before you go, Louise, I have to say you are sounding very confident in your life just now. Please tell us this means you might be returning to the recording studio. We've not had a single since Pandora's Kiss in 2003.
Yeah, no, I've been in the studio, which has been amazing, and I loved every minute of it. It's just really nice to be singing again, whether it's for 5 people or 50,000 people. It's just nice to be back singing and enjoying doing what I'm doing. So hopefully a new record next year.
Well, this chat has been fascinating. Louise and Grace, where can listeners go for more information?
So you can go to specsavers.co.uk and everything is there online for you to check out.
Excellent. Louise Redknapp and Grace Johnson, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio.